Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania.
Keystone of democracy.
I love your valleys and hills. I always will. You're the one great state that I am always for.
Here is another in the series of programs known as Pennsylvania, Keystone of Democracy. Historical dramatizations showing the part our own state of Pennsylvania plays in the life and success of these 48 United States in the development of our American democracy. This series is presented by the Pennsylvania Historical Commission in cooperation with the State Council of Defense in order to acquaint you better with the glorious history of our great Commonwealth, Pennsylvania, Keystone of Democracy.
Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania, and no matter where I roam, you will always be home, sweet home to me, Pennsylvania, my home.
Hey, fellas, listen to this one. You know what that crazy Yankee Drake is doing up on Oil Creek by the upper mill? He's a driller right down in the solid rock hoping to find oil.
You don't mean it.
Never thought Colonel Drake was such a fool.
Yep, he's doing it all right. Doing it now.
Today our story concerns oil, its discovery in Pennsylvania, its contribution to the growth of our state and development of the nation, and its importance to our country and welfare. Suppose the oil industry should fail us entirely today, this very moment. What would happen? What would be the consequences to you and me and the nation?
Every car and truck in the United States, more than 31 million of them, would be stalled. Out of gas.
Every plane would be stalled on the flying field.
All army tanks and motorized cavalry would come to a halt.
Millions of us would shiver in our homes during the cold weather.
Factories and mills would shut down.
Every railway car would be stopped in its tracks.
So you see, oil is very vital to us today, not only in industry and for use as fuel. From the magic hat of an oil well come many products that you know and use every day. It may be hard to believe, but from oil we get such things as
panties, perfumes, playing cards,
clarinets, chessmen, and safety glass,
belts, garters, rubber tires,
boots and shoes and TNT,
face creams, violins,
curtains, raincoats, phonograph records, and filter cloth,
even plastic furniture and false teeth.
Oil is one of our most necessary war materials.
23 great refineries operate in Pennsylvania, refining oil from all parts of the United States.
Our own state of Pennsylvania was for 17 years, beginning with 1859, the only producer of crude oil in the United States. And for 36 years, Pennsylvania led in its production.
About 18 counties in Pennsylvania, led by McKean, Venango, and Warren, still produce Pennsylvania's grade crude as superior base for lubricating oils.
Pennsylvania is still the laboratory of an industry characterized by unusual efficiency and standards of research in the production, transportation, refining, and use of oil.
The oil industry began in Pennsylvania. Now let us go back to the days just before the Civil War and review the thrilling story of the birth of a great new enterprise. About the middle of the 19th century, a young New York lawyer, George H. Bissell, and his business partner, Jonathan G. Eveleth, foresaw the possibilities of a new and pioneer enterprise and organized the first oil company in the history of the industry, the Pennsylvania Rock Oil Company. One of the first steps of this new company was to have made by a Yale University chemist a scientific analysis of oil obtained at Titusville in order to determine its true economic value.
Eveleth, look. Here it is, Professor Silliman's analysis of our oil.
Better be cautious, Bissell, lest the professor's report be unfavorable. Dr. Silliman wields a mighty influence on our hopes. I'm almost afraid to have you open the letter. He took so long to make the analysis.
Oh, Eveleth, don't be a pessimist.
Pessimist? Why, it's more than 5 years now since we first organized the Pennsylvania Rock Oil Company, and it's been one continual reverse after another. Reorganization, depression, investors too few and too cautious, expenses, public distrust of our venture, inability to interest stockholders, Now perhaps total ruin.
Oh, no, it can't be. This is a great and growing country. There's something in those Pennsylvania hills more valuable than all the gold in California. I'm sure of it.
Well, open the letter and we'll get done with the matter. What is it, Bissell? Good news?
Let's see who it is, Elbert.
Well, I'm here again.
Mr. Drake, glad you're here. Come in.
Anything new? Got an almighty soon, boys. I can't hold out much longer. Have to get some kind of work soon. Can't wait around too long for the go-ahead from you fellows.
We just got the report from Professor Silliman this minute, Drake.
Listen, both of you. Here's what Professor Silliman writes. Dear Messrs. Bissell and Evelyn, it appears that, to me, there is much ground for encouragement in the belief that your company have in their possession a raw material from which, by simple and not expensive process, they may manufacture very valuable products. Do you hear that?
It's too good to be true. Well, we can start work at last.
I'm awfully glad for all of us.
Mr. Drake, get ready to start for Titusville in the morning.
Howdy, boys. Drake's my name. Edwin H. Drake. Just come to Titusville to drill for oil by the upper hill. I'm looking for a well driller.
I don't quite make it out, mister.
You mean you got a salt well up on Oil Creek you want
to
drill?
No, I'm going to drill for oil.
Drill for oil? Down through rock like you do for salt?
You must be new to these parts, Colonel.
Ain't never heard of such a thing. I've been living here almost 50 years. Sounds plumb crazy to me.
I'm sorry, Colonel. Didn't mean to be rude. Don't know how there's a well driller for miles around would be took in by that wild and woolly scheme of yours. You might go over at Salina, though. You could find men there who could supply you with the tools you need for digging oil. Don't know about drilling, though. No harm to go see them, I guess. Can't say more than no or laugh right in your face.
I want you to understand me, Colonel Drake. For $2.50 a day, I'm willing to help you and throw in the services of my boy to boot. But I got no faith in your nonsensical method of drilling for oil. It ain't the way we've been getting our oil. Don't make sense to me nohow. But me and the boy, we'll help you all we can. Only don't say I didn't warn you.
Fair enough, Mr. Smith. What's the deal?
Just call me Uncle Billy.
How you coming, Smith?
Slowly, Mr. Drake. Slowly.
How far down are we today?
35 feet.
No trouble?
No. Except there's no sign of oil. Then there's the farmer.
What about him?
Well, they think we're crazy.
They'll change their tune after we strike oil. Why, there'll be a rush to Titusville like the gold rush of 49. Only it'll be bigger than the gold rush. It'll be the rush for black gold.
Yeah. If we find oil.
The engine's stopped. What's wrong?
Here comes my boy Sam. He'll tell us.
Hello, Sam.
What's wrong, son?
Rock. We've hit rock. Solid rock.
Say, what's that queer-looking contraption over there?
Ain't you heard? It's the derrick.
It looks like a yoke over a hole in the ground.
It is. It's the Drake's yoke. Going to choke him soon, I guess. Fooling away his time and drilling solid rock for oil. Oh, here comes Uncle Billy Smith. He's doing the drilling for the colonel. How's it coming, Uncle Billy?
Been getting lots of water. More than our share of caving.
Any sign of oil?
Nary a drop.
How long have you been drilling away?
Oh, a couple of months. Down 69 feet now. The colonel refuses to give up. Says there's a basin of oil under that rock somehow.
69 feet.
Father, oil. The can came up full of oil. It just measured 69 and a half feet.
Oil?
Are you sure?
Yep, it's oil, all right. Just look at it.
Well, what
oil
do you know?
Oil from the Bruin. First I hear.
Glory be. It's too good to be true.
They've struck oil.
The Yankee has struck oil by the upper mill.
Drilling done it. You get more oil that way. Colonel Drake was right.
Then came days of wild excitement, speculation, fabulous new prices for land. The oil rush was on.
Give you $200 for that acre of yours north of the lumber mill.
Nope, not enough. Black has not got plenty of oil on it.
Give you $300 and a tenth share of all the oil I get.
Well, okay, it's a deal.
What?
$2,000 for that strip of ground running along the creek? Well, all right. Guess I'll have to settle for it. Wouldn't have given you $50 for that wooded stretch 2 months ago, but things are different now.
Go out and find some well drillers.
We need well drillers. Pay a good price for men who know how to drill.
Pipes. We gotta have more pipes and tools and supplies.
Barrels. Can't pump any more oil unless we got barrels to put it in. Sure, whiskey barrels will do. Give me barrels of any kind. Just so they're barrels.
Say there, which way to Oil Creek? Gotta get there fast. Chance to make money in oil. How do we get to Titusville?
Pit hole, that way to the left. Follow the string of wagons. It's the biggest dang town in these parts. Can't miss it.
First flowing well struck called the Fountain. Capacity 300 barrels a day.
Phillips Well just came in, breaking all records, 3,000 barrels a day.
Vacant fields in 6 months became cities of 10,000 people or more.
And that, briefly, is the wild and romantic beginning of the oil industry in Pennsylvania. An industry vitally important in our war effort today.
More than half of the oil produced and refined in Pennsylvania today is being used by the armed forces of the United Nations.
Pennsylvania-grade crude is the world's best base for lubricating oils. This fact alone may determine the success of our mechanized forces in the fight for freedom.
The spirit of initiative behind this great industry is the spirit that makes Pennsylvania the arsenal of democracy.
Pennsylvania is proud of this great industry born in its soil, an industry playing a great part in the defense of world liberty. On to victory and the preservation of our democratic ideals. That's the cry of every loyal Pennsylvanian. That's the spirit that has made our Commonwealth the keystone of democracy.
Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania, you're the land that I adore. I love your families and hills, I always will. You're the one great state that I am.
You have just heard another in the statewide series of weekly programs presented by the Pennsylvania Historical Commission in cooperation with the State Council of Defense. Help the cause of freedom. Gasoline and oil are vital war materials. Help to conserve them. Drive slowly, carefully, and safely. Do your part in civilian defense and buy defense bonds and stamps. Next week, another thrilling program in this series. Tune in for Pennsylvania, Keystone of Democracy.
Pennsylvania.